right, many thanks for the information on the club meeting and the breakfast. Yeah, quite a few for the breakfast. That was good. And, yeah, I was going to try and make it in through the video conference on Friday night, but Friday night was the bike show plus the light show for the bikes that all light up and all of that stuff. And we didn't get done with that until about 9:30. So that started at 7 o'clock, and I actually stuck my bike in the show just for the heck of it. Knew I wouldn't get it. I actually got 5 votes, which is 5 votes more than what I thought I would get compared to all the new bikes that are out there with all the bling and light, everything on them. So, but they broke it down into two, ones without the lights, the regular bike show, and then the light show after. But I was tied up pretty much all day, every day, from about 8 o'clock in the morning to 8, 9 o'clock at night, every day there. So it was fun. The one interesting point, I was waiting for my friend that lives in Illinois. He had rode over to Virginia with some of the people that's in his group, motorcycle group in Illinois. They went to Virginia for their rally and then came back. He was supposed to come in on Wednesday. Well, I contacted him. He said, well, he was still in Virginia, so he wasn't going to be getting in until late Thursday. He got in Thursday, and he went over to the show, and he fell in love with a new motorcycle. So he ended up on Saturday trading his 2010 trike. He has a three-wheel motorcycle, so he traded in his 2010 for a 2023. So that's gave him his old one, picked up the new one, and rode that back home today. So he hadn't planned on that one, but both his wife really liked it, him, and he went with it. Well, I found one I liked, too. It was trike. I'm not one for a trike, but I loved the color. The bike was absolutely gorgeous, and supposedly somebody had bought it, but it was still there on Saturday night. So we asked him and said, I thought somebody bought it, and said, no, they didn't. So I said, by chance, what's the price on that? So she said, well, I want to make sure I get you the right one. So she got online on their website, and she looked it at $50,000 for a three-wheel 2026 motorcycle. I wouldn't pay that for my car, let alone a three-wheel motorcycle that I can only ride about 6 months out of the year. And right now, this trip was the most miles I've put on the bike. So between both motorcycles, just riding back and forth to work, and this little trip, I maybe put on 1,500 miles for between both bikes. I used to put in 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 a year, and now I'm just about 1,000 or so, or maybe a little over this year. So yeah, I was quite flabbergasted.